We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hiring still seems strong, although it's not what it was last year. I'm David Brancaccio in Washington, D.C. today with the closely watched unemployment and hiring reports due from the government on Friday. What do we know now about hiring and layoffs from all of the corporate quarterly outlooks that have been coming in? Economist Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives.
Companies are confirming that they're not doing major layoffs. Very few companies are doing large reductions in force. What we're seeing instead, or what we're hearing from companies, is that they are more strategic about hiring. They're hiring in very targeted areas to replace people that are leaving, or specifically income-generating roles. It's not the job market we had last year. It's not booming, but it looks pretty healthy overall.
And there's no longer this assumption that we're in a recession. The data shows we are not in recession. And so still hiring going on.
Yeah, we should still see a pretty healthy employment report with job gains, not job losses, with low unemployment. And we'll see what happens with wage gains. They've been pretty solid. They've been slowing down, but less than inflation. So workers are actually coming out ahead finally. But it should be overall a pretty positive tone.
Economist Julia Coronado is also a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
All this week, we're reporting on the economic factors that drive immigration across the Americas. More and more people are leaving Latin America, and the reasons why have to do with so many forces, from inflation to oppression. Today, our newsroom partners at the BBC are kicking things off with on-the-ground views from Mexico, Cuba, and Venezuela. Here's the BBC's Will Grant.
Venezuela is home to the world's biggest oil reserves, but its continuing political and economic turmoil and recently imposed U.S. sanctions have resulted in around three-quarters of the population living in poverty. Venezuelan Grace Hernandez left to join a migrant caravan last summer.
In Venezuela, I was working in a gym, but I made $60 a month, and that is nothing. Half of that money went to pay for the commute. You're basically working to eat. You can't even buy a pair of shoes or a shirt. You can only afford food.
Many Venezuelans have gone to live in South American countries like Colombia, Peru, and Chile. But now those countries, too, are dealing with their own economic problems and political instability, and have become more hostile to incoming Venezuelan migrants. Brenda Gutierrez left Venezuela for Argentina, but now she's thinking of leaving.
I feel like this is a second Venezuela, a country that once were so welcoming with immigrants is now losing all these people because young people like me is leaving to Europe or just United States because they want to have a better future. It's very difficult.
Our Marketplace series this week is called Barriers to Entry, the Cost of Crossing the Southern Border. Our coverage is unfolding throughout the week here. That BBC contribution today is now in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed. We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The Panama Canal is a mighty link for global shipping, right? But it's facing an uncertain future because of climate change, this year's El Nino weather pattern, and severe drought. 6% of all global trade passes through the canal's 50-mile stretch of water, and the U.S. is the number one user, but low water can bring costly restrictions. Ellie Budner has more.
The Panama Canal has functioned with the same technology for more than 100 years. It's a system of locks.
They are elevators that lift giant ships by filling them with fresh water.
Benjamin Gadan directs the Latin America program at the Wilson Center.
And when a ship leaves the canal, that water leaves this chamber and goes into the ocean to bring a ship back to sea level.
But here's the thing. The system needs fresh water from Panama's lakes, about 50 million gallons of it for each ship that goes through.
Historically, that wasn't a problem, right? Panama is a tropical country. But given climate change impacts, it is a problem now.
Gadan met with senior leaders of the Panama Canal Authority just a few months ago.
And water was what everybody was talking about.
The lack of it, that is. Meteorologist John Davis studies supply chain disruptions caused by environment and weather for Everstream Analytics. He points out that around 14,000 vessels travel through the Panama Canal every year.
So when you think about the amount of fresh water that is really required to make the Panama Canal work, there's nothing more important than the fresh water.
And also important, the goods that come through the canal to the U.S.
It's pretty much everything. A lot of food products from coffee to bananas, you know, coming across to mining materials, copper.
Davis says droughts in Panama aren't new, but they are getting worse. And El Nino this year isn't helping. When there's not enough water, the Canal Authority puts restrictions on shipping companies,
which essentially require boats to carry a lighter load.
Todd Martinez is with Fitch Ratings, the credit rating agency.
And they also apply surcharges on the cargo.
He says some shipping companies may start trying to avoid those restrictions by diverting to other sea routes, like the Suez Canal, or even shipping over land by rail or truck.
So that could add to wait times to get merchandise to the U.S.
In other words, yet another supply chain slowdown, exactly what the U.S. economy doesn't need to keep inflation at bay. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.
We're also tracking the failure of Yellow Trucking, which the Teamsters Union says has halted operations and filed for bankruptcy protection. Yellow employs 12,000 people and moves freight for some big retailers, including Walmart. It's in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast, our coverage is, if you can't hear it on the air today. In Washington, D.C., I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Reis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.